broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration as we use the checks and balances to restore the greatest country on the face of the earth. Last hour, we had a simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show. Tina Peters was our guest. It was a barn burner broadcast, to say the least. They've been harassing her like no other, because you know what? When you're over the target, you're catching flack, baby. That's the reality check. Judge now in court forces True the Vote to name source of Connex Inc. poll worker. In other words, who's telling them all the details? You want more details on that? Go check out TexasTribune.org for the details there. What a tragic situation, ladies and gentlemen. What they're trying to do is just bottle this up and put the fear into Greg and Catherine and Tina and everybody else standing on integrity. The Election Code movie, you really got to watch. It's a must-see. SelectionCode.com. And if you click up the top of there, it'll just flat out play the movie for free, folks. And the Selection Code movie follows Tina Peters throughout her whole ordeal as running for Secretary of State and then County Clerk. Was 2020 stolen? It's much deeper than that. What about those who code the vote? Yeah, what if our leaders aren't being elected by us, but rather selected? SelectionCode.com. You got to check it out. Colorado clerk Tina Peters pleads not guilty. They're still after her, trying to destroy every aspect of her life. It is absolutely criminal what they're doing to her, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is shocking. But understand, whether they're going after Greg Phillips or you or me, well, they're even going after Carrie Lake. Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake torpedoed talking points about her being an election denier by citing numerous examples of Democrats doing the same thing. The media got their head handed to them. Listen to this.
We're going to start throwing around terms like election denier. Let's remember who the other election deniers were: Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
The question is, you over the weekend, everybody, you took the Google all over the world. Your name was ringing everywhere. And one of them, yes, ma'am, because I have the scale. And one of them has, most of them were asking, is she an election denier, Carrie Lake? And that was like going around on all different cable news. What do you elaborate on this?
I'm actually shocked you asked that question, George.
Well,
actually, Anthony, where's Anthony?
Once in a while.
Here, Anthony. You know, I did a little, actually, Anthony, how old are you?
20.
Are you a journalist?
No.
Well, you did better research than half these people. Let's talk about election deniers. Here's 150 examples of Democrats denying election results. Oh, wow, look at this. This is from Joe Biden's press secretary. Reminder, Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. Democrats saying that. Is that an election denier? Oh, look at this. Just heard Republican Ryan Costello said it would be difficult for Stacey Abrams to win because she lost her state bid, but yet she's still claiming she never lost. This is outright. Hillary Clinton, Trump is an illegitimate president. Is she an election denier? This one says, was the 2016 election legitimate? It now definitely is a question worth asking. That's the Los Angeles Times. So it's okay for Democrats to question elections, but it's not okay for Republicans. It's a crock of BS. Every one of you knows it. We have our freedom of speech, and we're not going to relinquish it to a bunch of fake news propagandists. If you want a copy of these, I'm sure that Anthony would help you get a copy and help you learn how to be journalists, but look it up. It's been happening for a long time. Since 2000, people have questioned the legitimacy of our elections. And all we're asking is that in the future, we don't have that have to happen anymore. Okay. When I'm governor, when I'm governor, we're going to make sure we have honest elections. We want the Democrats, the independents, and the Republicans to all know that their vote counted. We want fair, honest, and transparent elections, and we're going to deliver that for the people. But just remember, guys, this is one page after Hillary Clinton says George W. Bush was selected president, not elected. So let's start, if you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were, Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Next question.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. She literally hands their heads to him. She singles out a 20-year-old guy that's not a journalist who gets the story right. Citizen reporters are making a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Look, they have lost the upper hand on this. When this all first started to come out, Americans weren't caught up. They weren't really adept to what was happening, and they got led around by the nose by the mainstream press in bed with your criminal actors in government, rogue agents in government. And people were kind of like, oh, my goodness. Now people are getting too savvy. The new media is absolutely taking center stage, and they're getting their heads handed to them everywhere they go. From 2,000 mules, you can mock Greg and Catherine and say they don't know what they're talking about. But they say that cell phone data was used to, you know, confirm these people going by these election boxes over and over and over, or these drop boxes. And they literally said, oh, man, technology can't be used like that. And then I literally show a story in the mainstream press where the police did just that to stop a crime from happening virtually real time. And so if it can work in one situation, how come it can't work in another? Well, they got caught lying by me. The mainstream press wasn't even trying to make that point. They were talking about something else, but they inadvertently let that reality check slip, backing Greg and Catherine and shutting down anybody who's they must be election deniers, who deny that, hey, you can manipulate by stuffing ballot boxes. All right, so 2,000 mules vindicated on that reality check point. More, the FBI literally in court now has been given their head handed to them. The FBI now has been proven in court to have squashed stories on Hunter and Joe and literally telling Mark Zuckerberg and others in the media to not tell the story. Criminal activity, Operation Mockingbird resurfaces, if you will. And then the FBI also telling lies, intentional lies on Donald Trump, acting like they didn't really know the truth. They knew the whole time. They, along with Hillary Clinton, funded the Russian opposition dishonest research against Donald, and they got caught. Now, suppressing information on one candidate and promoting lies on another candidate and co-opting the media for that agenda, if that's not election fraud, folks, I don't know what is. But what takes the cake is Greg and Catherine said, yeah, they're storing election data on Chinese servers. And everybody went, no, that can't be crazy. Well, now the Los Angeles County District Attorney agrees, so much so that he has arrested Mr. Yu. And not only arrested him, but used extradition to take him from Michigan by force and bring him to Los Angeles. Now the evidence is there. And what they do now is they harass Carrie Lake and say, you're an election denier. Wow. Well, Barack Obama literally is caught on tape admitting that he knows there's election fraud. I play that soundbite all the time. I don't think I need to dredge it up again. I've played it so many times now. But, folks, we know this is happening. Well, it gets worse, if you will, because here's the latest headline that I want the good sheriff, Richard Mack, with me to respond to. Here is the headline, and this headline is from justice.gov. That's the Justice Department's website, right, Sheriff?
Yes.
Justice.gov, okay, because, you know, if you had a fraudulent gov account, it wasn't really them. They'd come after you. So we know it's theirs. Here's what the headline says on their own website. And I have this in my notes so y'all can find it, okay? Here's the headline from your government on justice.gov. Justice Department, again, to monitor compliance with the federal voting rights laws on election day. So literally, this came out for what, 2020, I think it is? All right, now, the Justice Department says, Justice Department, again, to monitor compliance with the federal voting laws. So now you got federal voting laws on the books. You've got the federal government tampering in elections blatantly admitted on their own website in 2020. And they say in the headline, again, which means they've been doing it before 2020, Sheriff. And every election cycle now, they're getting involved in more and more and more elections. As we claim election fraud, they say you're a liar. It's not true. You're a denier. But yet then they think the federal government somehow has authority or jurisdiction or the right to be involved on local and or state elections. Why, if there's no election problems or frauds, would they be involved at all? But they blatantly admit they're involved again in 2020. We've traced it back to at least 2016, possibly earlier, Sheriff. Your response to that headline from their own website.
Absolutely. Thank goodness, Sam, that we have the federal government coming to save our elections for us. What would
Wait
we
a minute,
do
hold
without...
on. The elections don't have any problems, the government and the mainstream press say. What are they going to save us from?
Well, Sam, don't you? You haven't seen the report? Out here in Arizona, people who have been trying to do early voting and go to these voting receptacle bins to place their votes, they're being harassed. Yeah, they're being filmed. And so it's making also almost impossible for these people to do it. Yeah, the propaganda machine for the Justice Department is running wild.
Because they know we have the upper hand and they're about to get their heads handed to them. And once this comes out all the way, folks are going to start going to jail, just like Mr. Yu.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There is so much information here. It is shocking. And they know that we've got them on the ropes, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they are panicking so hard. They were hoping folks like Carrie would crumble, and she absolutely went after them like you wouldn't believe. And we're seeing more and more and more evidence of this all the time. This is a crazy, crazy story. But look, folks, the Justice Department says they're getting, again, that's 2020, they're again going to monitor elections from the federal level. This is criminal activity, folks. What is the federal role in U.S. campaigns and elections? The answer is none. And Sheriff Mack, your court case proves it, sir.
That is Absolutely correct, Sam. Thank you very much. Yeah, the entire case that I filed was to stop the overreach of the federal government, to try to put some limitations and restrictions on what they can do. Because, Sam, the federal government believes that it is the judge of its own breadth, of its own power. Only they can set any limitation on how much they can do, how far they can go, and how far their authority extends across the country. I said no to that. And I said, you have no authority to commandeer the office of sheriff for federal bidding. We do not work for you. And it's, this was an innocuous, a minuscule issue compared to all that they have done and destroyed and stolen. The power that they have usurped is not a good word, enough powerful word. It is stolen. They have stolen this authority. The states have gone along because of politics and money. And so one small town sheriff said, no, this is enough. And so it says in this decision over and over that the federal government cannot compel the states to enact or enforce a federal regulatory program. It cannot. In fact, it says they are not our boss. It says we have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. They cannot tell us what to do, Sam. We are not subject to federal direction. But the thing of it is, Sam, can the states go along willingly or politically or financially and monetarily? And that is, yes, they do. Because the federal government believes as long as they can share everyone or share isn't the correct word. As long as they can propagandize and brainwash people into believing that they can do anything, then that is exactly what they will do. And they will tell people, you must follow our direction. You must follow the Department of Education, the Department of Labor, the Department of Transportation, all of those, and many, many others, FDA, USDA.
Yeah, you got to follow the new department created to handle the latest crisis of the day, huh, Sheriff? Yeah,
exactly.
That's what you got to do.
Exactly. As long as they can create a crisis and get everybody scared, oh, yes, we'll come and save you. We have Dr. Fauci. He'll come and save you. And now we know all of that was a lie. And so, Sam.
All right. So the bottom line is this Supreme Court case, ladies and gentlemen, doubles down and proves it. And I'll give you a little more hint to prove it from a fundamental understanding of principles. In the general government, in other words, in the United States Constitution, the logic, if you look at the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, says, hey, government, we delegate a limited authority to you. And that limited authority is divided between three branches of government. And so here's the list, branch one, branch two, branch three, of what you can do. And, you know, whatever branch we tell you can do that, that does not mean the other two branches can do it. By nature, only the branches delegated the authority can do that. That's why there's separations. And everything we've left out, by the way, Ninth, Tenth Amendment, everything we did not list here, you cannot do by nature, by reality. So you tell me where in the U.S. Constitution does it say that government, federal, if you will, can tamper with, be involved in, consider, oversee, monitor, whatever you want to say, elections on the state and on the local level. The answer is it cannot do so. And every election is a state matter. Even the general elections are state matters, not federal government matters. Go read your Constitution if you don't believe me. All right, so what is the federal role in U.S. campaigns and or elections? The answer is zero. Nada. None. But now the Justice Department blatantly admits on their website as far back as 2020, we're going to monitor and monitor compliance with federal, quote, voting right, whatever, acts. Oh, yeah, they passed a law on the federal level. Hey, Congress doesn't have the right to pass a law. They don't have authority to pass that law. So you got to understand, they can't make any law if they want to, right? They can't make a law that anybody under 5'5 just gets killed We don't like short people. If you remember the old day, short people got no song, right? They don't have the right to do that. The federal government has no right to make a law regarding state and local elections. But now the federal government's illegally monitoring compliance with some arbitrary law they passed. It's called pretend legislation, if you consider the Declaration of Independence. Now, it gets worse, because here's the next headline to prove our point. We claim things are illegal and unconstitutional, and they mock and laugh and ridicule. But when the rubber hits the road, here's what it says. Ready? An upstate New York judge. She's in Saratoga County. She's a Supreme Court justice, by the way. Her name is Diane Freestone, Sheriff. And she rules, quote, voting by mail due to COVID fears is unconstitutional. Ruling furthermore orders New York election boards to stop counting absentee ballots early. Now listen, in the 28-page ruling, she ordered them to stop counting ballots they've already received and to preserve them until after Election Day on November the 8th. Think about it. And then it says, or after the resolution of a lawsuit filed by Republicans in the state. The ruling, and then they say, does not relate to ballots that have already been counted. In other words, it doesn't make them go backwards. It just stops them going forwards. Think about that, Sheriff. This voting, because of COVID by mail, is unconstitutional, which means, listen, that the 2020 election, all the ballots that got submitted by mail because of fears of COVID, it's not unconstitutional now that COVID's over, according to Joe Biden, don't you know? It was unconstitutional then, just as it is now, sir. That is the quintessential point. We need to absolutely slaughter anybody who talks about an election denial with this reality. This judge says it's unconstitutional, Sheriff. That's exactly what we've been saying since the beginning.
Yeah, Sam, once again, we are proven correct. Even though we've been forced through the government and media strainer as much as we have, man, there's all sorts of stuff out there about the CSPOA and me and you and how we are so radical. And man, I tell you, it's astonishing. But and then
me and old Patrick, what's happened to Tina, aka Peters. Henry, me and old Patrick, aka Henry, me and old Tom, aka Jefferson, me and old George, aka Washington, you know, the crazies that created the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we want to keep it that way. That's all.
You know, another thing that I was slammed is my quote from Barry Goldwater. Because every time they call us radical, I said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And they act like that is a horrible thing to say. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And yet they would have applied that to getting rid of slavery. But they don't want to get. They don't want to say that, though, when you're talking about government overreach or government taking care of us. Of course, we had to have Fauci. Of course, we had to have the CDC and the WHO, World Health Organization. Of course, we needed those and the United Nations taking care of the world's health problem, because the world is dying. Millions are dying of the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, whichever one it originally was, and then all its variants, you know, scaring people and shutting down our schools. And now, guess who has the worst math scores now in the world?
Now the American Republicans, people, though, have sued Google over email scam or spam filters. So the Republicans have sued. The RNC has sued Google over email spam filters, according to the AP. Yeah, Google contends that its algorithms are designated to be neutral, but a study proves otherwise. I'll tell you about that in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Overnight, an Amazon delivery driver was found dead in a yard after a suspected mauling by two dogs. The body of the unidentified Amazon worker was found in a yard on a property in the Wood Heights area of Excelsior Springs, Missouri. That's northeast of Kansas City. Associate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily blocked a grand jury in Georgia from subpoenaing Senator Lindsey Graham over a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger after the 2020 election. Murderer Scott Peterson has been moved off death row more than 2 years after the Supreme Court in California overturned his death sentence for killing his pregnant wife 2 decades ago in San Francisco Bay. Peterson was moved last week from San Quentin State Prison north of San Francisco to Mule Creek State Prison east of Sacramento. A state judge is now considering if Peterson deserves a new trial after the justices separately said his jury may have been tainted by a biased juror. Israeli media is reporting the Israeli Air Force destroyed an Iranian drone factory in Syrian territory during a bombing raid Saturday. The parts were manufactured in Iran and then secretly shipped to Damascus in the southern area of Syria. An armed teenager broke into a St. Louis high school Monday morning, fatally shooting a teacher and a teenage girl and wounding 7 others before being killed in a shootout with police. Speaking at a news conference Monday afternoon, Police Chief Michael Sack identified the 19-year-old shooter as Orlando Harris, who graduated from Central Visual and Performing Arts High School last year. Chief Sack.
You know, one of the challenges that law enforcement and employers and others face is individuals who suffer from mental illness.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Upstate New York judge in Saratoga County. She's a Supreme Court justice. Her name is Diane Freestone, to all you thugs out there that say we don't have any evidence. She rules that voting by mail due to COVID fears is unconstitutional. Now, we've been telling you that from the start. AKA, you thugs that are claiming we claim that election fraud's happening without evidence, and we tell you that the data is stored on Chinese servers illegally. Don't beat up Catherine Engelbrecht and our dear friend, Greg Phillips. Don't dare beat them up. Go to the district attorney and Los Angeles County, one of the biggest counties in the country, and you talk to the DA who arrested and extradited Mr. Yu over the criminal activity that we pointed to and they mocked us for. They literally mocked us in the New York Times one day and had to admit we were right literally the next day. Folks, we are gaining the upper hand. Don't let them let you believe any different, folks. Now the Justice Department literally admitting they're monitoring compliance and manipulating elections. It's on their own Justice Department website, and they said that in 2020, but they say they're going to do it again back in 2020. How many times have they done it? And look, we need to have somebody file lawsuits to investigate exactly what does their monitoring and compliance consist of? Does that mean flipping votes? Is that how they monitor and comply? You're going to comply with who we want to win or else? You know, what's the deal? We don't really know, but every time we say something, they mock us, and over time, we become vindicated. Tina Peters and others have proven this over and over and over again. and the election code, or I'm sorry, the selection code movie, not election, selection code movie, really highlights this reality. Selectioncode.com to watch the free movie. All right, Sheriff, you ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
You're going to love this. It's not on elections, though. Vaccination status is a new, quote, compatibility test on dating apps. Turns out that if a guy goes on there and he sees a girl, and then one of the things he asks her is, are you vaccinated? And she says yes, he dumps her.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to know why?
Yeah, I do.
Because if they start to get a little intimate and everything, and she starts shedding vaccine all over him, he can't be having that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I won't go into more details. This is family radio. But I'm just telling you, it's just insane.
So it's not SDD anymore. It's Vax. And
yeah, you might COVID all over me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh, ladies and gentlemen. I realize this is serious.
I do.
I really do. But folks, when you see that, you just go, "Are you kidding me right now?"
It's too stupid not to laugh at that.
All right, now check this out. I talked to Dr. Scott Bradley yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live, and we talked about, I don't know if you know, but unconstitutional criminal activity continues for over 77 long years. How, you may ask? How much longer must we endure this? But it turns out that it was on the 24th of October, 1945, when the UN Charter was first implemented, with signatories from the majority of the member countries, including the five what they call permanent Security Council members. Anyway, they say the agreement reached between these countries is what led to the United Nations. Here's the question, Sheriff. We're worried about the feds getting involved in elections. Now they're saying that the United Nations might get involved in elections.
Yeah.
Because you got to make sure they're honest, sir. Even though we don't have any election problem or any election fraud, you're crazy and you're a denier, we better get the election UN folks in to make sure that they're all cool.
Well, I mean, you've brought this up, and we have assailed this practice quite extensively, and that is the Maricopa County Recorder's Office announced proudly that they sent out 1.5 million ballots in the mail for people to mail back or to drop off in a voter receptacle around the entire county. So you have to ask yourself a question. How do they verify the veracity of those votes? And the answer is they don't. They claim that they match signatures because when you do a ballot in the mail, yes, you do have to sign your name, and that has to match. Are you saying that they have enough people to check signatures? And Sam, my signature is very different depending on how I'm feeling. So if I'm nervous or I'm hungry, my hand will shake a little bit. If I'm really relaxed and whatnot, I'll do it. Or if it's a ballpoint pen or if it's more of a felt type pen, it'll come across not totally different, but different. And so you're going to tell me that they're going to check 1.5.
No, I'm not going to discuss that with you. I'm just going to tell you you're a denier.
I'm an election denier.
Because that way, see, we don't have to debate the facts and the thing. I can just slaughter you in the media, in the public opinion. You're just a crazy conspiracy, whacked out denier. You probably believe that sheriffs have authority, too, don't you?
not the one in Mesa, Colorado. he has to do it. He has to do whatever the district now. Tina said district attorney. I don't know why in rural Colorado they would have a district attorney and a county attorney. I've got to check into that because doesn't make sense.
I just think that the county attorney they often call a DA.
Yeah, but she I called it the CA. She goes, no, it's the DA on our show today, and I go, what?
Right, but I'm just saying they still call a county attorney a lot of times.
Yeah, they do, but it sounds like
I know factually there's a difference, but I'm telling you they do.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so I don't know. I just find it very strange. On one hand, there's no election fraud. On the other hand, Democrats have called for election fraud as much, if not more, than Republicans over the years. I know that in the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, they can say what they want to. But folks, remember, Google now is in a lawsuit with the Republican National Committee. And Google contends that its algorithms are designated neutral. But a study released by North Carolina University found that Gmail was far more likely to block messages from conservatives. Okay? Mm-hmm. 10% for left-wing candidates, while marking 77% of, quote, right-wing candidates. So the study proves Google false, and lawsuits underway over this very issue. So if it's just a few whacked out folks like Carrie Lake and Sam Bushman and Catherine and Richard and a few of us, how come the whole RNC is suing over this very point, Sheriff?
Yeah. Well, at least the RNC is doing something worthwhile, but usually they're just doing the same thing, talking points and doing anything to promote the Republican Party and, oh, we're going to save you. The point there is the Republican Party has had plenty of opportunity to save our country, to get rid of deficit spending, to get rid of the Federal Reserve, to get rid of the IRS, to get rid of the abuse and corruption of Washington, D.C., and they all participate in it big time.
Now, here's what we see, Sheriff. The government in recent years, the last probably 20, 30 years, that's relatively recent, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the last 20, 30 years, what the government has been famous for is blowing up a given industry or a given sector of society, and then remaking it in a tyrannical state. Let me give you an example. They bombed the towers, 9/11. And out of it, we got Homeland Security, and out of it, we got all these, homeland terrorism, domestic terrorism laws, and et cetera, et cetera. You got the FISA courts. You've got the et cetera. It just goes on and on. Then they blew up the real estate industry. And government literally took over and has a heavy hand in that with much, much more regulation than they ever had had. Then they blew up a bunch of industries under COVID. Now what they're doing is blowing up the voting industry. And everybody's claiming fraud and they're denying fraud. But the more they deny fraud, the more we prove fraud. Eventually what you'll get is you'll get federal government and or international folks in the middle of our elections. Write it down. This is a pattern that I'm seeing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they don't care about the truth. They know the truth. They don't even care if the truth comes out later, because what we're saying they know is true. Okay, and so they're doing this. They're blowing up every industry. They blew up the whole medical industry over COVID. Now they're blowing up the voting industry. I don't know what's going to be next, but every industry they blow up in the Hegelian dialectic, hey, there's vote fraud. No, there's not. You're crazy. Well, in the middle of it then comes the truth, and eventually government comes out of it with much, much greater control than they've ever had before. Do you see the pattern?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we sure do see the pattern, Sam. Political corruption and political crimes and crimes of this administration.
Well, and I want to talk about COVID because there's a few tidbits you may not know about that I want you to be able to respond to as well relating to the Coco scandal. We've been telling you about that since the beginning and telling the truth as well. This is Truth Telling Radio with the good Sheriff Richard Mack at CSPOA.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, folks, it's Sam Bushman of the Good Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org on your radio. And I wanted to talk a little bit about COVID, because we've told the truth from the start on COVID, ladies and gentlemen. We've told you it's a fraud. We've told you not to get the vaccines. We've told you, we've told you, we've told you. And now even one of the leaders of Pfizer literally admitted over in the UK that they never did any testing on if it was, to prevent the spread of COVID. They didn't do any testing. They just assumed that. Turns out they were blatantly wrong. The executive admitted it. Joe Biden said that you won't spread the disease. That's why they said, hey, if you're not vaxxed, you can't even go into public. But if you're vaxxed, you can. Well, they lied and got caught at all that. But now we're starting to get more and more people to stand up, Sheriff, and their lies are starting to become so ubiquitous, so pervasive on every single topic, to where Americans are starting to wake up and say, no, we're not falling for that anymore. And so the latest is that a funeral director from New Zealand, his name is Brenton Faithful, is his name. He says that 95% of the corpses that he has been seeing have received a COVID-19 vaccine within 2 weeks of passing away, or 2 weeks of their death. The Epoch Times has the piece, and he says from the very moment these injections went into people's arms, the death rate soared beyond belief. They labeled them all as, quote, COVID deaths, but the reality is they were almost exclusively the people who were vaccinated. That's what John Aluni told the Epoch Times. He's a physician. And then Dr. Sanjay Verma is a cardiologist practicing in California. He backs up the claim and says, we've been seeing all kinds of heart problems, all kinds of death, all kinds of spike protein problems. There's autopsies proving all this. This is beyond debate and getting worse, they say. And Dr. Joseph Mercola then speaks out on some good news with this. But first, let's take on that. Now you've got literally undertakers coming out and going, hey, man, we're seeing death everywhere. And we're seeing in the body when we do the autopsies or when we do the embalming and everything else, we see the telltale signs over and over of COVID vaccine. Was the death culprit, Sheriff?
Yeah, but Sam, the other point, though, is you and I know people who were vaxxed a year ago who really have relatively no health issues.
Yep, you ready for the doctor's explanation on this?
Yeah, I do.
They've been intentionally distributing placebos along with. They put these vaccines under telescopes now, and they absolutely look different based on the batches. And when somebody dies, they've been able to now trace the batch number back to a lethal dose, and they've been able to trace other vaccine batches back, and there's no harm whatsoever. They're convinced that placebos were distributed along. So if you're like let's say you're a leader of the Mormon Church or somebody else, you might have got a placebo, because of course then none of those guys will die, right?
Right.
And so they're able to control this and play games here. But we're seeing more and more and more death. There's over 40,000 deaths. That's on the VARS database now. You say, who is that according to? Dr. Kerry Madej, who will be speaking at Red Pill with you coming up on November the 12th and 13th in Salt Lake City. But Carrie Madej, she's an osteopathic and an internal medicine doctor. She's originally from Dearborn, Michigan, and she received her medical degree from Kansas City University of Medical Biosciences in 2001, etc. She was on the show with us, and she wants to practice the truth in medicine. Anyway, she'll be speaking at the Red Pill, but she came out and said, look, there's over 40,000-plus deaths on the VARS database now, and everybody knows that you can't just accept that number as it is. It's really probably 10, 20-plus times that. And so the evidence is coming out, Sheriff. They can't stop it. The truth is coming out, and they're getting caught in their lies. We need Nuremberg trials, Sheriff, and we need them fast.
Yeah, no kidding. And you brought up the LDS Church, and I still don't know how to reconcile that they actually sided with government propaganda and saying that the vaccine had proven to be safe and effective. I believe in the doctrine of that church, but you and I have been members of that church our entire lives. I have had the biggest struggle with the leaders of that church, the leaders of our church, my church, coming out and supporting that evil and the propaganda scheme that has been perpetrated across the world. And the church joined that. And I still struggle greatly with that because I do believe in that church, but I do not believe. I believe what the leaders of the church did was wrong and evil. Not just wrong, but it was evil. And so I do state that truth. And I say that truth is yes, my opinion, but I just don't see where there's any other way to look at it. And it has really shaken my faith, and it has really super disappointed me. And I haven't known how to handle this.
How you handle it, in my opinion. You know what? The propaganda is so pervasive, so strong. The education that doctors and lawyers get, the information that people get is so varied and so different. The trust factor that you have for certain things and certain people is so high that, you know what, you just got to realize that people are doing the best they can in a very difficult environment of deception, dishonesty, immorality. Most of the nation, when they first said, hey, you know what, 14 days to flatten the curve, most Americans, almost to a T, with very few exceptions like you and me, but they were all going, okay, no problem. But as people see more and more and more evidence, they're starting to push back and say no. And you wonder what the church leaders would have to say now. But you know what? They're not going to publicly eat crow on it. They already took the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So just understand that we need to think for ourselves. We need to turn to Christ. We need to let the Holy Ghost be our guide. We can have the Spirit of God. We can get on our knees and pray, and He can answer prayers. And just be stable in your own understanding and obey what God tells you to do and not to do, and you will be fine, my friends. But there's an interesting tidbit now. This is solutions-oriented to round out the hour, Sheriff Mack. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joseph Mercola is speaking out boldly now, and he says simple nasal wash reduces risk of COVID hospitalization. Rinsing your nasal passages with a saline solution within 24 hours of a COVID-19 diagnosis could reduce your chances of being hospitalized by 8.5-fold. And so you ask, why hasn't that been mentioned by doctors and physicians and everybody else? Because of money. But 8.5-fold, that's 800-plus times less likely that you'll go to the hospital. Now, we had on a guy, the CEO, I can't remember his name right now, of a group called Clear. Spelled with an X, Clear. And Clear is a nasal rinse like this. And literally the FDA is suing him because he made that claim a couple of years ago, Sheriff, when this first came out. I've had him on the radio several times. He's a very nice guy. And now we're getting evidence that he was spot on right in the FBI. I'm sorry, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, trying to shut him down. But the truth is coming out, Sheriff.
Yes, it is. It is. And it still is something I'm extremely interested in, not just because of the church leaders that came out erroneously with the supporting the propaganda, but with my own family members, my two children who have taken the backs, three or four of my grandchildren that have. By the way,
his name is Nathan Jones, just so you know, the CEO of Clear, Nathan just so Jones, people know. Okay, yes.
Good to know. And so I'm very interested in it because I've been worried about my daughter and her husband and their oldest child. And so that there was placebos there makes a lot of sense. But I guess we don't know who got the placebos and who didn't unless you go do a thorough blood test, I guess. But
I don't even know if you can know even then necessarily, because people are shedding and people are getting sick even from the shedders now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the numbers that you brought up earlier from New Zealand are astonishing. And those numbers are still being manipulated and covered up in the United States. And I still believe that, just as you said, there should be Nuremberg trials on the doctors and the liars on this. And Senator Rand Paul has been pointing this out for the last 2 years, that Fauci is a liar and should be investigated. And of course, the FBI is too busy going after President Trump to really get after some of these other very vital investigations. And as you said, as you pointed out the last couple of hours, the FBI is totally corrupt and they've been part of the election fraud. They have promoted election fraud and they have inserted themselves in the dishonesty of so many different elections, primarily Donald Trump's, but there's been many others. How could they not investigate what happened to Tina Peters? How could they not? But they're going after her, not the fraud that got her unelected. Astonishing.
That's what we're literally seeing everywhere. You can expect more of it, Sheriff. But understand, the more we tell the truth, the more we stand on truth, the more we shall be vindicated. And it's happening faster and faster is the good news, right?
Absolutely. And I'm proud to say that I have someone who has integrity and I totally trust. And that would be Carrie Lake for governor of the great state of Arizona. And I pray that people will wake up. She's running against a very ignorant mainstream Democrat who has been part of the problem, who does not believe in herself enough to attend a debate between her and Carrie Lake. She does not believe in herself. Why should I believe in her? She doesn't have the guts, the courage, or the personal self-respect or belief in herself enough to go in front of the entire state. These are my beliefs. And Carrie Lake is not the quality that I am. She obviously does not want to stand next to her, because standing next to her will prove to everyone that she's not the right candidate. So at least she's smart enough not to stand next to Carrie Lake. But here you go. She doesn't believe in herself. Why should we believe in her? And Sam, I have to say about politics, are you really kidding me that the people of Pennsylvania will vote for Fetterman over Dr. Oz? He wears a sweatshirt. He wears a hoodie everywhere. And he is, oh my God, he ought to dress up like Frankenstein for Halloween, because he already looks like him.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall set us free is the point of these last 2 hours. We are standing in the gap for God, family, and country. And every day more evidence comes out that absolutely vindicates us and proves to you the media, the mainstream media in bed with your government, has gone rogue and criminal. And it's only we, the people, can bring it back to constitutional center. We beg for your support and help. CSPOA.org. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.